Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 1 through 7. Now, brethren, we wish to make known to you the grace of God, which has been given in the churches of Macedonia, that in a great ordeal of affliction, their abundance of joy and their deep poverty overflowed in the wealth of their liberality. For I testify that according to their ability and beyond their ability, they gave of their own accord, begging us with much urging for the favor of participation in the support of the saints, and this, not as we had expected, but they first gave themselves to the Lord and to us by the will of God. So we urged Titus that as he had previously made a beginning, so he would also complete in you this gracious work as well. But just as you abound in everything, in faith and utterance and knowledge and in all earnestness and in the love we inspired in you, see that you abound in this gracious work also.
Sharing is a learned behavior. Generosity simply isn't a natural characteristic. Look at young children. They squabble over who goes first, whose piece of cake is bigger, and who plays with which toys and for how long. As adults, we struggle as well, especially when it comes to our finances. The choices we make with our money, how much we hold, how much and often we give, reveal where we truly place our trust. The Lord calls those of us who are believers to a lifestyle of generous giving, not of selfish accumulating and hoarding. He tells us to find security in our relationship with Him rather than in our assets. Why? Because for most of us, no matter how much we have, it simply never feels like enough. Also, when we focus on money, we open the door to uncertainty and anxiety. What if we lose our job, miss the promotion, get a long-term illness, witness a stock market decline? When our finances suffer, we feel insecure. But if our security is in Christ, then we'll be thankful for what we have and will trust Him for the future. Our finances are given to us by the Lord to be used for His purposes, not ours. By keeping a right perspective on wealth, we can experience God's peace in a true and tangible way.